Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. My name is Evie Beatles from Decatur, Georgia. The day is Friday, June 9th, and we are reading through the Bible.
Thank you, Evie, and thanks so much for bringing it home for us here at the end of this week. Making the big introduction for us, I love when our young people are engaged with the Word of God. Thanks again, you did a great job. And hey to the rest of you, my name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're taking a little time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word take a little time on us here on this 160th day of our journey through the Bible. Well, today, my friends, we are in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 10 through 12, and then we move on to Psalm 94, and we finish our reading in Ephesians chapter 5. We are reading through the New Living Translation. What do you say we jump right in here? Ecclesiastes chapter 10. As dead flies cause even a bottle of perfume to stink, so a little foolishness spoils great wisdom and honor. A wise person chooses the right road. A fool takes the wrong one. You can identify fools just by the way they walk down the street. If your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. There's another evil I have seen under the sun. Kings and rulers make a grave mistake when they give great authority to foolish people and low positions to people of proven worth. I've even seen servants riding horseback like princes and princes walking like servants. When you dig a well, you might fall in. When you demolish an old wall, you could be bitten by a snake. When you work in a quarry, stones might fall and crush you. When you chop wood, there's danger with each stroke of your axe. Using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed. If a snake bites before you charm it, what's the use of being a snake charmer? Wise words bring approval, but fools are destroyed by their own words. Fools base their thoughts on foolish assumptions, so their conclusions will be wicked madness. They chatter on and on. No one really knows what's going to happen. No one can predict the future. Fools are so exhausted by a little work that they can't even find their way home. What sorrow for the land ruled by a servant, the land whose leaders feast in the morning. Happy is the land whose king is a noble leader and whose leaders feast at the proper time to gain strength for their work, not to get drunk. Laziness leads to a sagging roof. Idleness leads to a leaking house. A party gives laughter, wine gives happiness, and money gives everything. Never make light of the king, even in your thoughts, and don't make fun of the powerful, even in your own bedroom, for a little bird might deliver your message and tell them what you said. Ecclesiastes 11. Send your grain across the seas, and in time profits will flow back to you. But divide your investments among many places, for you do not know what risks might lie ahead. When clouds are heavy, the rain comes down. Whether a tree falls north or south, it lays where it falls. Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest, just as you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of a tiny baby growing in its mother's womb. So you cannot understand the activity of God, who does all things. Plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. For you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both. Light is sweet. How pleasant to see a new day dawning. When people live to be very old, let them rejoice in every day of life. But let them also remember there will be many dark days. Everything still to come is meaningless. Young people, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But remember that you too will give an account to God for everything you do. So refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth with a whole life before you is meaningless. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Remember Him before the light of the sun, moon, and stars is dim in your old eyes, and rain clouds continually darken your sky. Remember Him before your legs, the guards of your house, start to tremble, and before your shoulders, the strong men stoop. Remember Him before your teeth, Your few remaining servants stop grinding, and before your eyes, the woman looking through the windows, see dimly. Remember him before the door to life's opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at the first chirping of the birds, but then all their sounds will grow faint. Remember him before you become fearful of falling and worry about the danger in the streets, before your hair turns white like an almond tree in bloom, and you drag along without energy like a dying grasshopper, and the capybara no longer inspires sexual desire. Remember him before you near the grave, your everlasting home, when your mourners will weep at your funeral. Yes, remember your creator now while you are young, before the silver cord of life snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Don't wait until the water jar is smashed at the spring and the pulley is broken at the well, for then the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless. Keep this in mind. The teacher was considered wise, and he taught the people everything he knew. He listened carefully to many proverbs, studying and classifying them. The teacher sought to find just the right words to express truth clearly. The words of the wise are like cattle prods, painful but helpful. Their collected sayings are like a nail-studded stick with which the shepherd drives the sheep. But my child, let me give you some further advice. Be careful, for writing books is endless and much study wears you out. That's the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. Psalm 94. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O judge of the earth, give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say, and besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? Who punishes the nations? Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you're doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, I'm slipping. But your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubt fills my mind, your comfort gives me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side? Leaders whose decrees permit injustice? They gang up against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. God will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. Ephesians chapter 5. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of God and of Christ. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do, For once you were full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of the light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful to even talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church, and the church submits to Christ. So you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her, to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Children of light, that is what you are. The light is sweet. How pleasant to see a new day dawn. That's what we heard today in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7. Sweet light, a new day. Can you see that? Paul wants you to see that. He wants you to see the sweet life, a new day. That's what Christ wants us to see too. He wants you to see the light of Christ dawning and a new day beginning in your life, a new future, a new destiny. God's favor, his kindness is there for you today. And how sweet that is. A new day dawning, a new destiny and hope. Verse 8 says, "For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of the light." If we want to taste the sweetness of this light, it's going to take careful determination. Verse 10 tells us that. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. We must carefully put away the darkness of our past regrets, our past shame, our past resentments. Carefully put them away and determine to apply the gospel light to your heart each day. That light comes from the Lord, we're told. So come to Jesus each day. You come to the Lord and you determine to let him live his life through you now, finding strength and encouragement and the ability to honor one another, to prefer one another, to submit to one another, to lay down our lives for each other. And when we do that, it will indeed be sweet. And it will be hopeful, like the dawning of a new day. Like the wise man of Ecclesiastes said, light is sweet. How pleasant to see a new day dawn. And the prayer of my own heart today is that I will taste the sweetness of life in Christ, and that I will determine to love others through the power of Christ, determining to lay my life down that I might experience His life now. That's a prayer that I have for my own soul. That's a prayer that I have for my wife, for my daughters, for my son. And that's a prayer that I have for you. Let us live as children of the light, for that is what we are. May it be so. Our home base is dailyradiobible.com. That's our webpage. And it's a great way to connect with us. You can sign up for our email newsletter there. You can, you can do a lot of different things. You can find out about our upcoming trip to the Holy Land. And let me encourage you to step on over and figure it out. Pray about it. See if this is your year to join us. Well, actually, it will be next year. It will be April of 2018. But I would love to be on that journey with you. And what a journey it is. Let me tell you something. You will never read the Bible the same again once you go and experience the land and the book and the man. That man is Christ. You'll experience Him in a new and profound way. That's for sure. Hey, I've got a favor to ask of you. Would you share the app? People are thinking about their summer reading. Trivial things like, which novel should I read this summer? But I think God is wanting to ambush a few folks out there with something a little deeper, something a little transformational. And I can think of nothing more transformational than the gospel. Excuse me. So share this app with your friends so that they might engage in a little summer reading this summer and find their hearts ambushed with God's love. I know that there are also very many hungry people out there who need a little encouragement in the Word each day. And this community, well, that's what we're all about. We want to come alongside one another in this journey into the light that we're all experiencing. And you can play a part in someone else's journey simply by sharing the app with them. We've made that so easy. It's free. And all you have to do is click on the link there that says share the app and pass it on to your friends. How about doing that? Even today, take a moment. Hey, another thing I'd like to encourage you to do is to partner with us. This ministry doesn't happen without partners, without people like you coming alongside and saying, hey, I believe in this thing, man. I'm experiencing God in new ways. My life is finding new directions, new hope, new light. It's sweet, just as the guy in Ecclesiastes said today. Well, if you want to help partner to make this thing possible, to continue on and survive and thrive, that is so cool. You can do that by going to dailyradiobible.com, click on the partner link. You can give actually right from the app. All you have to do is click on the little link there that says donate. Or if you're old school and you want to mail your gift in, you can mail it to Daily Radio Bible, 7216 Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. The Daily Radio Bible is a charitable 501c3, and we are very grateful for that. So all of your gifts are tax deductible. But hey, enough of that. We've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. Let's remember how sweet it is, child of the light, how life in Christ is like the dawning of a new day. And let's determine to carefully live as children of the light. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care.